Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Sometimes you can't make this stuff up, but let's get started today, okay? You just never know where you're going to go. Sometimes you just can't make this stuff up. But first, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with me today on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Kyle Kashuv, great kid, up and coming. I think you're going to see this kid do some wonderful things with his life. Hopefully he stays out of politics and remains an activist. I would hate to see him go into becoming a career politician, but I hope he just stays on the sidelines and continues to do what he's doing. But he puts a tweet out about 12 hours ago, 13, 14, however many hours ago, lose track of the stuff, that he screen grabbed, really, a tweet from David Hogg, who had tweeted about somebody else named, I guess it was his sister, Lauren Hogg, who said it's a convoluted. There was a couple retweets going on out there. But Road to Change tweeted, "You don't stop a wildfire with more fires, the same way you don't stop gun violence with more guns." And I looked at that and I thought, who's got screws loose here? So David Hogg, I guess, retweets his sister saying, that's a great point. Oh, no, you know what it is? His sister tweeted that. "You don't stop a wildfire with more fires, the same way you don't stop gun violence with more guns." And he responded in his own tweet, at Lauren Hogg, "That's a great point." Yeah, well, Kyle was great. He sent a tweet out that said, yeah, that's actually exactly how you stop wildfires. You see, because that is exactly what you do. It's called a controlled burn. And you consume the fire's fuel at a perimeter, which is exactly how that's done. So actually, yes, in fact, you do stop wildfires with more wildfires, you brilliant gun grabber, you. Just like you stop gun violence with another gun, which is why the next time, or hopefully it never happens to you, but if it does happen to you and you are ever attacked or someone is breaking into your home, you call someone with a gun. So I guess this just shows you the mindset, really, the crazed political agenda that overcomes what could or should normally be a rational human being capable of thinking. There is no thinking going on here. They are acting simply on pure emotion, and that is the disease known as liberalism. And there it is, right there in plain view. And it was beautiful what Kyle put out. That's actually exactly how you stop wildfires. Yeah, it is. Exactly. And you also stop someone with a gun with another gun. That's exactly how that works. So I look at that stuff, I shake my head, and I think, wow, this is the next generation coming up, I guess, behind millennials. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to make of it anymore. So we'll just sit here and we'll continue to look at this stuff and bring it to you when we see it. It's just remarkable. Absolutely remarkable how some people actually get along without thinking. I don't know if how do you put that stuff out without thinking about it? It's just pure emotionally driven. I'll never understand. It's hard to wrap your head around, isn't it? Kind of hard to wrap your head around it. A couple things we're going to talk with you about today. I'll get started here with this one because this one just is another reminder. CBS Boston 4, WBZ, is reporting today that Massachusetts town's entire police force quits, citing unsafe conditions. Huh? What, you might be saying? Blandford Police Department. Entire police department in Western Mass town resigns over unsafe working conditions. What's unsafe working conditions for a cop? Well, they cite the police cruisers are in such bad shape that a lot of the cops, I guess, have to answer calls in their own vehicles. They said their radios don't work in some parts of the town, not all parts of the town, and that their bulletproof vests are beyond, quote unquote, from this piece, their expiration dates and fit poorly to begin with. Town officials are now saying that 911 emergency calls will be handled by the Massachusetts State Police. On their behalf, the Massachusetts State Police issued a statement saying that it will, quote, assume any additional duties required in the wake of the resignations of local officers. Let me read you the entire State Police statement, Massachusetts State Police statement regarding policing services in the town of Blandford. For decades, the Massachusetts State Police have maintained a strong presence in the town of Blandford, providing police services on a daily basis and responding to emergency and routine calls for service to supplement the local department's capabilities. State police also exclusively provide police services in the town on the overnight shift. We have notified town officials that we maintain our commitment to the town and will assume any additional duties required in the wake of the resignations of local officers. The residents of Blandford may be assured that the state police will continue to protect their community. All 9/11 calls from Blandford for police assistance are now being routed to the state police barracks in Russell. Residents should call 911 for any emergencies, and for general non-emergencies, contact state police Russell at blank. Massachusetts State Police in a tweet said Massachusetts State Police maintain commitment to protecting the town of Blandford. The officers who resigned made the statement that they regretted leaving the town without coverage, but had no other choice because their own safety had been put at risk. Okay, so that's an interesting, it's not something you see all the time, right? An entire town's police force resigned. What do we know about Blandford? Now, there's a method to my madness. At the end of this segment, when I'm done talking about this, I'll tell you exactly what this boils down to and always has. You may have already figured that out. I don't know, but if not, I'll tell you. But let's go to here. What do we know about the town of Blandford, Mass? Well, it's a small town, a little bit northwest of Springfield. I guess it's probably considered part of the metropolitan Springfield area out in western Massachusetts. It's, population of 1,233 people at the 2010 census. That's probably a little bit more than that now, but you get the idea. It's a small town. I used to live not too far from there. I lived south of Springfield, southwest of Springfield, actually. So Blandford was really kind of due north from where I lived. I'd heard of it before. Small town. There's a ski area there. That's how I know. So it's out off 90 out that way, not near Boston or anything like that. So, I mean, your car's got to be pretty rickety, right? If you're not happy and you're wanting to take your own vehicle on a call, that's pretty bad. Where's the town's revenue? Where's their tax base? What's occurring? I mean, there are smaller towns in America that have police forces that don't have these problems. So, you know, you got to ask the question, what's going on here? What's behind the scenes? Obviously something else. There's something here that's not passing the smell test. It almost sounds to me like the Massachusetts State Police was pretty much doing a lot of the work overnight anyway. So I'm not sure how this police department operated. But here's kind of where I want to go with you on this. Because you are ultimately responsible for your own safety to begin with, aren't you? Well, does that mean we shouldn't have police forces? No, of course not. Of course not. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that the police have no duty, and the courts have upheld, as has the Supreme Court, that police have absolutely no constitutional duty to protect you. None. They're not obligated to protect you. So when a court says that, what exactly does that mean? That means that your own protection is ultimately up to you. In the long run, at the end of the day, to use these cliched terms, that's what that means. It means when it's all said and done, your own personal self-protection and self-defense is essentially up to you. Not essentially, it is. It's ultimately up to you. So what should you do if you live in Blandford, Massachusetts? Buy a gun, know how to use it, have a phone ready. You're going to have to call 911. Understand that it might take the state police a little bit longer to get there than it would a local cop who was there. I don't know. Now, Russell is not far. The Russell Post is not but a couple miles away. It looks like about maybe, 4 miles as the crow flies. Got to come down 20 to get to 90 to head over. I'm sure there's some back ways, probably a little bit easier to hit the interstate. But nonetheless, when it's all said and done, you're responsible for yourself because the police don't have an obligation to protect you anyway. But I thought it was a fascinating story, and it was a reminder of that. It's simply put just a reminder that you have to take care of your own self. Buy a gun. Master its use. Know how to use it. Have it ready. Be prepared. If you can get a permit in Massachusetts to carry your gun, do so. That's all. But that's sane advice, whether the police force didn't quit or not. But it's no different if for someone who lives out in a very rural part of wherever they live in whatever state they live. Isn't it? You don't sit there and wait and call the cops. Your home's being broken into or somebody's attacking you on your own property when you live out in, you know, rural east, wherever it happens to be. You take care of yourself. You call the cops. You hope they get there. But ultimately, you're responsible for yourself. So don't forget that. So it was a good reminder. So anyway, kind of interesting. We'll follow that and see what happens. There's something's going to have to break there. I'm going to imagine that at some point in time, Blandford gets their police department back. I think the cops there have made a pretty bold statement. And we'll probably get some things done because of that. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away. 450 people having their guns taken away in Florida. What's up with that? We'll talk about it. See you in a second. No one should ever have to worry about the safety of their family, especially inside their own home. That's why teaching your entire family firearm safety is so important. But you're about to miss your last chance to claim the USCCA's 100% free guide and audiobook to give your family complete firearms confidence. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to claim your brand new Kids and Guns Guide right now. You'll learn the most dangerous mistakes that put children at risk, proven strategies for teaching gun safety to kids the right way, 8 life-saving tips to responsibly own and store a gun, and a whole lot more. It's easy. It only takes seconds. It's 100% free. But it ends Friday. That's this Friday. So this is your last chance. Protecting your family is too important to put this off for even a second longer. Don't wait. Don't leave them vulnerable. Go to armedandresponsible.com to get your free life-saving guide right now. The clock is ticking. Again, that's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. Your family deserves it, and so do you. Armedandresponsible.com for your 100% free life-saving guide.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back. No one should ever have to worry about the safety of their family, right? Especially inside your own home. You would agree with that? I know you would. That's why teaching your entire family firearm safety is so important. Listen, if you don't own a gun, I want you to still pay very careful attention to this. Because if you have kids, your kids go places where their parents have guns. So don't walk around blind thinking, well, I don't have guns around. I don't have to teach my kids gun safety. Because yes, you do. You want to make sure they're safe when they're out of your sight also, okay? But you're about to miss your chance here as far as the USCCA's 100% free guide in the audiobook to give your family complete firearms confidence. ArmedAndResponsible.com right now has the brand new USCCA Kids and Guns Guide right now, but it ends Friday, okay? You'll learn the most dangerous mistakes that put kids at risk, proven strategies for teaching gun safety to kids the right way, 8 life-saving tips to responsibly own and store a gun, and a whole bunch more. It's easy. It only takes a few seconds. It's 100% free. I'm giving you this stuff, but it ends Friday, this Friday. So this is your last chance, okay? Protecting your family is too important to put this offer off for even a second longer. Don't wait. Don't let the kids be vulnerable. Don't let your family be vulnerable. Don't let your neighbors be vulnerable. Pass this thing around. ArmedAndResponsible.com. Get your free life-saving guide right now. The clock is ticking. ArmedAndResponsible.com. Your family deserves it, and so do you. Very important stuff. Florida. We told you this was going to happen. Told you this was going to happen. Oh, I was on Kurt Schilling's show today. The Kurt Schilling podcast with AWR Hawkins, and he asked a tough question. He said, what do you do, Mark, when everything that you have that you bought legally is now illegal and someone comes to the door to take your stuff? Cops. Well, that's a loaded question for a number of different reasons. I made the comment. I said, look, you know, ultimately, I guess I'm going to wind up complying with the law. However, it depends on a number of different things. What are they coming for? I used an example on the show, my bump stock. You know, I've got a bump stock here. In Florida, it's illegal now. They can confiscate it from you. They can take it. You're in violation of the law. You are now a criminal. I bought one, had it shipped to AAR Ranch. I have it. I own it. And I'm never going to turn it in. Never. If I lived in Florida, I told Kurt today, if I lived in Florida, I'm not turning it in. I'm not turning anything in. It's mine. I bought it legally, and I'm keeping it. Basically, I'm saying if you want it, you come and get it. And Kurt's saying, okay, now we're coming to get it. What are you going to do? Well, you know, remember David Kodria saying a long time ago, fairly recently, he said, you know, here in America, we can't have our guns confiscated. We can only willfully give them up. Because we have a right to own them. Now, am I going to get in a shooting contest with the police at my door if I've got my two kids behind me? I mentioned this to Kurt today. I'm going to resist. I'm not giving you anything. I'm not going to, you know, I mean, ultimately, I'm probably going to wind up complying with the law. I'm not going to get myself killed in front of my kids, but I'm going to make a statement. I'll probably want to talk to an attorney. I'm going to want to find out what's going on. I'm not just going to say, oh, come in and take it. Not going to happen. So difficult to answer that question without going into a lot of different scenarios. Ultimately, as a law-abiding citizen, I'm probably going to wind up complying with the law. I just don't know how that process is going to go down. I have no clue. If you're there to take my firearms, the answer is no. You're not getting any of my guns. Under what circumstances are we talking about? Are we talking about somebody making my rifles illegal now and then coming door to door to take them? I'm not giving them to you. That's going to be a problem. This is my property. I bought it. I have a right to own it. Now we go over to what's actually happening in Florida, because right now it's not a police state. Nobody's coming to walk to your door. Armed cops aren't coming to walk. There are conditions. I've got to be careful with the way I phrase that, because some people are having their guns taken away. I'm not talking about a blanket, you're right, your guns are now illegal over megaphones, turn them in or be killed. That's not what I'm talking about. 450 people in Florida ordered to give up their guns under new law, report says. This is Governor Scott's gun confiscation law. This is the quote-unquote red flag law that went into effect shortly after Parkland. This is what the kids are screaming for. David Hogg and the rest are screaming for this. But remember, they don't want your guns. They sure are happy when somebody takes them away. Hundreds of gun owners in Florida, it's just a fact, have been ordered to give up their guns after this law took effect. We're starting to see the ramifications of this now. The risk protection order that was signed by Scott 3 weeks after Parkland, you recall. We've talked about it many times. According to the piece I'm reading from that is titled, More Than 450 People in Florida Ordered to Give Up Guns Under New Law, report says, it's by Nicole Darrett, Fox News. It aims to temporarily remove weapons from gun owners who have been deemed by a judge to possibly be a threat to themselves or others. According to this, 200 firearms have been confiscated since the law was enacted. That's from Sergeant Jason Schmittendorf of the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office. Talked a little bit about Bob Galtieri yesterday. Around 30,000 rounds of ammunition were also taken, he said. A five-person team in the county that's worked solely on the risk protection law reportedly has filed 64 risk protection petitions in court. Broward County has filed, it appears to be, 88 risk protection petitions since March. Here's what Bob Galtieri said. It's a constitutional right to bear arms, and when you are asking the court to deprive somebody of that right, we need to make sure we are making good decisions, right decisions, and the circumstances warrant it. The first gun seizure under that new law in Florida, by the way, occurred in April when an AR-15 was taken from an Army veteran. He refused to surrender it voluntarily. That's why I say, you know, eventually you're going to wind up complying with the law. When you've got heavily armed law enforcement at your door, you're going to refuse. I'm going to refuse. No, I'm not giving you my gun. Absolutely not. No, you're not. Well, you can push that as long as you want, but I'm going to tell you right now who's going to win. That's the reality of it. The other option is you're going to get into a shootout with law enforcement, and I can still tell you who's going to win. Ultimately, you're going to lose. So that's not my recommendation. So when I say ultimately you're going to comply with the law, you, as a law-abiding person, that's what you're ultimately going to do. It's just under what circumstances, what conditions will you allow it to escalate to? That's entirely up to you. But he did not willfully give it up. It was seized when he refused to surrender it voluntarily. That was from the Broward County Sheriff's Office. Now, how was it seized when he, you know, what happened? Did they take him to the ground? I don't know. I'm going to guess they probably did. They probably forced their way in. They probably took him down, probably cuffed him, and that's what they did. It says they also seized a .22 caliber rifle that he owned, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, a bump stock, and numerous other weapon-related items. Now, remember, the bump stock was legal up until a man signed a bill written by other men. We're going to talk about this more when we come back. We're not going to get off this subject. Stick with me on this. We'll be right back.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I'm going to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAonair.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAonair.com. USCCAonair.com. Go there. That's USCCAonair.com. And I'll see you on the radio.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back. Halfway through Tuesday's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm telling you, the time flies. This is a great topic. This is happening now in Florida. It's a frightening topic. Couple different takes I want to give you on this thing. And before we go any farther, let me bring you up to speed if you're just joining the show. We're talking about firearm confiscation down in Florida. I was talking with Kurt Schilling about this today on the Kurt Schilling podcast with AWR Hawkins as a guest also. And Kurt asked me, what do you do when they come to your door to take your stuff? The answer to that is ultimately, you know, I'm going to wind up complying with the law. Ultimately, if I don't, I'm either going to be shot and killed by law enforcement in a shootout, or at the very least, I'm going to be thrown to the ground and handcuffed and carted away until the issue is resolved. You know, and I guess it depends on what kind of mood you're in that day, right? Well, you know, you've got the bravado out there. You've got the guy out there that says, nobody's getting my stuff. I'd rather die. Well, go ahead and do that. All right, I've got 2 kids to worry about at this stage of my life. I'm not going to get myself killed resisting. It goes like this. When you got multiple cops coming at you, I can tell you right now who's going to win. You're going to lose. It's that simple. They're going to win. It's just a matter of how it goes down and how they claim victory. Do they claim victory with their knees on your face, being shoved into the gravel and pockmarking your face in front of your family? Do they win by killing you? Ultimately, you're going to comply with the law. It's just a matter of how that happens. And that's up to you. You can decide to do that however you wish to do that. I can tell you that if there were forced confiscation and a class of firearms was banned, there would be civil war in America. They know that, and I don't think they would do that. However, under these risk protection orders, we are seeing, y'all don't know, the Democrats get in control and want to take away your guns. You never know what you might see with this crop of lunatics. So let me rephrase that. If you had Democrat control in all houses, in both houses of Congress, in the White House, you have, into today's Democrat, you have no idea what these people are capable of. So let me rephrase that. No idea. It's very possible they could. They've called for it. So we'll see. Hopefully we don't see, but that is a possibility. So let me rephrase, as I said, rephrase that. But right now, let's go back to these extreme risk protection orders. This is not due process. Let me go back to Sheriff Galtieri, who, by the way, is not a friend of your gun rights. He says it's a constitutional right to bear arms, and when you are asking the court to deprive somebody of that right, we need to make sure we are making good decisions, right decisions, and the circumstances warrant it. Sounds great. But what does it mean that the circumstances warrant it? Who gets to make that decision? Under Florida's law, if you're the subject of the order, you might not even know it. And this is the way it is. This is what the left loves about this, by the way. You might not even know it. In fact, you probably won't know it. Someone close to you, maybe you're in a dispute with an ex, male or female, maybe it's your husband, maybe it's your estranged wife, whoever it is. Let's just say an ex. And there are kids involved. And damn it, you're not getting them. And she hates your guts. And you're not getting those kids. And she's going to do everything in her power to see to it that that doesn't happen. Now, I know it's a stretch to use a heated divorce or a custody dispute battle, right? As an example where someone might want to play a little bit loose with the truth when it comes to an accusation against another human being, right? Oh, no, it happens all the time, doesn't it? You're damn right it happens all the time. But now you've got a situation where somebody who hates you, doesn't want you to have the kids for whatever reason, and hates you for whatever reason, it really doesn't matter. It just matters that they hate your guts. Now says, he's a gun owner, and I don't want him around my kids. He's a loose cannon, and I'm gonna go and make a statement. And I'm gonna win this. And they file a report with law enforcement that they're concerned about their safety because you are a threat and you have a lot of guns and a ton of ammunition, and you're one of those crazies that stores food in the closet too. And you've talked about taking the kids and living off those cans of food and making sure that you don't get near those kids, that she doesn't get to see those kids. And she makes an accusation that you're a threat to her and that you threatened her. And she tells the judge to his face a wild, crazy-eyed story about you. And the judge can't take a chance based on what he's hearing from you. And you bring in a witness, your best friend, who backs you up. Or maybe a family member who doesn't much like your husband. And he or she backs you up. Maybe one of your kids plays along and backs her up. Guess what happens? The judge signs an order. Bob Galtieri's deputies are on their way to your house. And you don't have a clue. And you've done nothing wrong. You love your kids. You work your tail off all day long. You like to go to the range on Fridays. You like to have a cold beer or a glass of whiskey to wind down after a long day's work. And all of a sudden, here comes the cops banging on your door out of the clear blue sky. You don't have no idea what's going on. And here come two or three armed deputies, probably two cruisers at least. Probably more than that. Why? Because they're there to enforce a risk protection order. They've been told you're dangerous, and they're there to take something from you that you don't want to give up, and they're going to know it. They're going to assume you don't want to give it up. How would they assume that? Because you weren't present at the hearing. You don't know they're coming. You don't know this accusation's been made against you. And they know you're going to be very upset by it when they try to enforce it. What they don't know is the whole order is a load of crap. It's untrue. It's all false. You're the best dad in the world. You just took your kids to Disney the other day. You love your kids. You're the one that told the judge in court, Your Honor, you don't have to enforce a child support payment to me. I'm going to give my kids more than the court orders me to pay. They're my kids. I love my kids. Because that's the kind of dad you are. Now, all of a sudden, here comes some troopers wanting to take your stuff. And they're going to take your stuff. They're not going to negotiate with you. They're going to try to. They're going to try to say, hey, this is the deal. We've got a risk protection order. It's been signed by the judge. We're coming to take your things. We are asking you to give up your firearms willfully. And we hope it's willfully. But if you choose not to, then we're going to forcefully take them. What are you going to do? Well, you're ultimately going to comply. Either that or you're going to die. Because if you try to fight it, they're going to kill you. And I mean fight it with firepower. You're going to lose. You may harm or kill somebody else in the process, but what good is that going to do, huh? Because you're going to lose anyway. The bottom line is you're ultimately going to comply one way or the other. Here's the problem with this. Let's assume that you say, okay, take my stuff. I'm not gonna get into this right now. Just come on in. Guys, I know you're just doing your job. They're over here. Think about this. Think about law enforcement walking into your home and clearing out your gun safe. Think about that. And you know it's a lie. It's all fake. Made up stuff from somebody who hates you. Then you get to go to a judge. And you get to plead and beg to get your stuff back. After the fact, you have to prove that you're not this crazy lunatic that she says you are. And then maybe a judge will see to it to give you back your guns. But just to play safe, he's going to keep them for a while. This is America. This is Florida we're talking about here and other states. This is what the left wants for you. But we all know that no one would do that. No one would make a false accusation. That never happens, particularly in divorce cases, suits, or custody battles, does it? It never happens, does it? It does happen. It happens every single day. And my prediction on this is people are going to die because of these extreme risk protection orders. Cops and civilians. Mark my word. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Fastest hour in radio, living up to its name already. Good heavens, already in segment four of Tuesday's broadcast. I just, flies right by. Need more time. Let's send you back over to armedandresponsible.com real quick, please, because this ends on Friday. It ends in just a few days, 3 days from now? So let's make sure that we go over and get this stuff. No one should ever have to worry about the safety of their family, you included, please, especially inside your own home. Okay, if you're a gun owner, please pay attention. It's so important to teach your entire family firearm safety, even if you don't have a gun, because places your kids go do have guns, okay? Your kids need to understand this. You need to understand this. Don't be that naive fool who says, I ain't got no guns in the house. My kids don't need to know about that stuff. Their friends have guns in the house, okay? Understand that's the case. So don't miss your last chance here, because this ends on Friday. It's Complete Firearms Confidence in a Guide. armedandresponsible.com. Claim the brand new Kids and Guns Guide right now. Learn the things I was telling you about earlier in the previous couple segments ago. Most dangerous mistakes that put kids at risk. Proven strategies for teaching kids the right way. Gun safety the right way. 8 pro-saving tips to responsibly own and store a gun. A whole bunch more. 100% free. Ends on Friday. armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com. Don't forget to visit all of our sponsors. You can find them all at the bottom of armedamericanradio.com. Scrolling across there, we've got new ones coming up too. Taser, we've been teasing that. More to come on that and some other stuff in the future. All right. I just, you know, when it comes to these risk protection orders, these are tough questions to answer. And you get the guy out there that says on occasion, they're going to have to shoot me. Yeah, okay. Now, realistically, you're going to lose. As I said before, it's just a matter of how you choose to do so. Puts you in a tough position. It really does when something like this happens to you. And does it happen? Does it really happen? Well, more than 450 people in Florida were ordered to give up their guns under that new law. How many of those were false reports? I don't know the answer to that. I would love to find out the answer to that. I'm going to get Lee Williams on the case down at Sarasota's Herald Tribune. We'll talk with Lee about that. Maybe we'll do that latter part of the week. Maybe we'll do that coming up. Maybe we do it tomorrow. If not, we'll do it Thursday. Maybe we'll do it Friday, whatever his schedule works. He's generally open for us on Thursday or Friday. But I would love to find out how many of these individual cases were false reports. And it angers you. It angers you to even think about it. But ultimately, law-abiding citizens comply with the law. We work to change it. We sue if we have to after the fact. But we live to breathe another day. But I'm going to tell you right now, there are other people who won't. There are people who won't do that. There are people out there who will be enraged to the point that they fight. Good people on both sides are going to wind up getting hurt or killed. Both. It will happen. We will see this in the paper. As sure as I'm sitting here with you today, I can promise you that. It is going to happen. All right, moving on to another topic. Defense distributed. Ugh. Boy, this is something that we're talking multiple lawsuits now. Remember, let me start with this. We don't want to take away your guns. That's not our objective. As they embrace every gun control and every confiscation bill they've ever seen. We just want good common sense gun safety laws. Common sense to them is the elimination of due process and forcible confiscation of someone's firearms without that person able to defend themselves against the claim being made against them in a U.S. court of law. That just flies in the face of our Constitution. It flies in the face of our judicial system. It's not what this country was founded on. But that's what they want. Gun buybacks are okay with them. Some of them want you to take anger management to be able to buy ammunition. Background checks for ammo purchases in California coming at the top of this year. Top of next year, I should say. End of this year, beginning of next. Lunacy. But we don't want to take your guns away from you. We just want common sense. That's why we're going crazy, and that's why we've got to stop Cody Wilson and Defense Distributed from being able to download firearm plans for a 3D printer on the computer. We don't want you to be able to do that. You've heard Alan Gottlieb on the program talking about this over the past few days. The left is now going lunatic, bat satellite radio moment word crazy over this. I spoke with Alan earlier today. Depending on what time you are listening to this program, you can watch him on CNN at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. If you've missed it, go back and watch the rerun later. He's talking about this. He is so busy doing media right now because the Second Amendment Foundation is handling the lawsuits on behalf of Cody Wilson's company, Defense Distributed, over these plans. They've already prevailed twice. Now the left is going absolutely berserk. Cody has blocked Pennsylvanians' request from the governor from being able to download his plans on the internet beginning tomorrow, on the 1st. And he did it, he said, as a good faith to show the judge, based on some arguments that were made in court. That's why he said he did it. New Jersey is threatening to arrest him. L.A. County Attorney threatening to arrest him. Second Amendment Foundation has filed suit against both of them preemptively to stop them dead in their tracks and to send a message to anyone else who might make that threat. Because the government has already backed down and the Second Amendment Foundation and Cody have already achieved victory here. So what is the tactic of the left? They have filed suit in Seattle. Why? Because they don't want you to exercise, well, they don't want Cody to exercise his right to free speech. They don't want you to exercise your right to free speech. They don't want you to be able to download a 3D printable gun. Now, this stuff's in its infancy. There are radical changes coming down the pike relative to 3D printable guns. But it's coming. It's inevitable. It's happening. It's already happening. Defense Distributed is just the first of what will be many. And the leftist gun grabber states are all going absolutely berserk. Who are the eight states that are filing suit right now in Seattle, Washington, Connecticut, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and also the District of Columbia. A total of 20 states and D.C. have sent a separate letter expressing their support. Here is part of that letter, and this one comes to us from, it's sent to Mike Pompeo, Secretary of the State. Remember, they're suing the government here, and Jeff Sessions. So they're sending this letter to Pompeo, and they're sending it to Jeff Sessions. We, the undersigned attorneys general, write to express our serious concern about the Department of State settlement with Defense Distributed and their proposed rules, blank, 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 published by the Department of State and Department of Commerce to amend the International Traffic in Arms Regulations. As the chief law enforcement officers of our states, we believe the settlement terms and proposed rules are deeply dangerous and could have an unprecedented impact on public safety. In addition to helping armed terrorists and transnational criminals, the settlement and proposed rules would provide another path to gun ownership for people who are prohibited by federal and state law from possessing firearms. Federal courts have recognized the danger of allowing these guns to be publicly available on the internet, and this administration has abruptly disregarded those rulings. I'm reminded, we're going to have more about this on subsequent shows. No doubt we'll be talking about this in great length with the, hopefully with founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb, who is intimately involved with this. But nonetheless, the letter continues, we urge you to withdraw from the settlement and withdraw the proposed rules immediately and allow full and fair consideration of any future proposed rules on these issues. We believe that the settlement will facilitate violations of federal and state laws and will make Americans less safe from both domestic and international threats. So they're going nuts over this. This is the now that's coming from Massachusetts, Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Office of the Attorney General. Mara Healey as the attorney, as the Attorney General. She is a bona fide, really truly bona fide hater of the right to keep and bear arms. Of course, your arms, not the ones that protect the buildings that she works in and the state police and the government forces that protect her and all of her friends. But nonetheless, until we meet on the radio tomorrow, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you tomorrow. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.